Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Conspiracy theories are always interesting. They're entertaining, to say the least. Some seem to have some legs, some don't, and I'm not talking just about this case. But we always have to remember with conspiracy theories is that it requires multiple people to all stay on the same page for the duration of whatever secret is being conspired on. And I don't know that I've ever seen it even in a small group work completely well. Granted, we're not talking about, you know, a huge hundreds and hundreds of people, but we're talking about at least 5 to 10 that would all have to be in some sort of agreement, like in a movie of where, you know, pinky swear. I don't think they pinky swore, but something of that nature where it's like, we're all going to say the same thing. We're all going to come up with a story. We're all going to stick with it for all this time. That does require quite an ask of people. And I don't know that we ever really truly see it. And that's usually what ends up debunking conspiracy theories. I'm not saying it's not appropriate to look at every angle, but that I think is something to remember. Human nature is what usually destroys them.
Exactly. And when you look at this, I mean, you have an ATF agent mm-hmm. who is still on the job. He's never been pulled off the job, sanctioned. A decorated Boston police officer that, in fact, led a huge fugitive task force and gang task forces. I mean, this guy isn't your average police officer. In fact, he was featured, I believe, on a television show about, you know, the good work that Boston has done mm-hmm. in those fields. So, and I got to tell you, Tony, the whole reason that this case for me, it started off just being one I was going to post one post about, and now, you know, I find myself very thick into it. The whole reason is it's so upsetting for a victim's advocate, and I know you advocate for truth and victims as well, and all of those people in the house that have been, in my belief, falsely accused mm-hmm. of murdering their friend, and they've had their life absolutely turned upside down, not because they've been, you know, charged with anything, but because of the community and the going to their children's lacrosse games, hanging outside of their businesses. They have absolutely ruined these individuals' life, stalking them, intimidating them. And so that's why I am so invested in this case, because that just can't happen. You just cannot indict, you know, all these individuals on no evidence because you're trying to save another.
I can bother. I agree. I mean, that's not journalism at all. Anyone who wants to say that is doesn't know what journalism actually is. If you were an individual and you didn't have a camera and you didn't have a microphone and you were doing that to someone, you too would be arrested for harassment and jury tampering, witness intimidation, all of it. It doesn't give anyone a free pass just because they have a louder megaphone than anyone else. What's disturbing to me about that whole concept, and it's not just a part of this case when people dig into things, is it's usually the same group that is saying we want truth, we want justice, and that's great. We all want truth and justice for anything. But it also sometimes ends up turning into the same group who doesn't want to hear anything beyond the narrative that they're going down, and don't just want to hear it, they want to vilify, they want to destroy anyone without that exact same narrative. And that's an extremely unhealthy way of living, or any sort of mindset to go through life in.
Right. And Tony, when I first looked in this case, my mind was wide open. Mm-hmm. The individuals that contacted me were on the side of Karen Reed being innocent.
Sure.
Or thinking, oh, she might be innocent. Jennifer, I think this is a conspiracy. And so I certainly went into it completely open-minded until I read everything. Mm-hmm. And I think what happens so often is people listen to an individual who is very charismatic mm-hmm. and who has a megaphone and is literally spending day after day in public areas, you know, broadcasting their beliefs over a megaphone, whether they're true or not. Mm-hmm. And people buy into it.
Yeah.
And they don't read anything.
And that's the problem. That's not just this case. That's almost every case these days. And it's scary. It's very scary, but it is the world that we're living in right now. Only we can just hope for, pray for truth and justice in this, wherever it may be, and let those cards fall where they will.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Here's what happened when one journalist reported on DEI programs.
I decided to just focus on the University of Michigan. I obtained internal documents that showed that the school had spent about $250 million on DEI programs. I spent 2 weeks in Ann Arbor talking to everybody I could find. The unintended consequences of these programs, they had sort of left everybody dissatisfied. And this expensive machinery the school had built just imploded. If you're a journalist, you are not on anyone's team. All you're trying to do is figure out as many of the facts as you can gather. The facts are going to guide you to where the story lands. You're not taking sides. I'm Nick Confessori. I'm an investigations reporter for the New York Times.
Journalists like Nick follow the facts wherever they lead. They go where news breaks, get answers firsthand, and publish what they find. That's fact-based reporting. Seek it out if you don't already.